You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
It's Wine Country Live. I'm Barry Martin.
And I'm Taylor Bartolucci.
And we're happy to welcome in right now City of Napa Council Member and now Vice Mayor Liz Alessio. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you great.
Yep.
Great.
So, congratulations. You get to be Vice Mayor. What does that mean?
That's a good question. Well, you know, I think for me what it means is that I'm here to support Scott. I'm here as a council member. You know, if Scott wasn't able to attend a meeting or for some reason couldn't chair council, I would step in to support that position. It's really a support position, you know. So I'm honored to carry the title of vice mayor, but, you know, it's I'm just a council member.
So we had, you know, a few things on our mind this morning. We've been here talking about COVID all morning, as we typically do on our Medical Monday here. But what is the council's viewpoint in terms of our business community? I mean, we're jumping right in here with questions for you, but can you give us any insight on how you guys are looking to kind of help us help everybody out?
Yeah, I've been in touch with a lot of the restaurants in particular. I check in with some of the retail, and in particular downtown Napa, but other parts of town too. Just really want people to know that there are a few options out there, and really what we can help with and what we can't. I understand the frustration and anger and fear the business community has. I've been a business owner. It's been a while, but I'll never forget that experience. I've been a business owner a couple times, and it's grueling. And sometimes you wonder, do I own my business or does my business own me? Mm-hmm. And then if you're cut off and you're not able to sustain what you've worked so hard for because of, you know, a situation like this, which this is outside of your control, it's extremely frustrating. You know, business owners, they're problem solvers. They're quick on their feet to be creative and find solutions. And this is just a really impossible situation. We are, you know, we're conflicted with, you know, we need to keep ourselves healthy and keep our neighbors healthy because COVID is real. You know, in the month of December, 11 of our residents in Napa County died. And so far this month, 7. So, you know, as you know, we're up to 36 at this point. Our hospitals have zero capacity in terms of ICU staffing. They've had to, Queen of the Valley had to reach out to the state to get more resources, staffing resources and ventilators. I worked at the Queen for 20 years. I feel for what the staff's going through. They're exhausted. They're frustrated because they see people not taking this pandemic seriously enough. And not only does it put folks at risk who are going to get COVID and how it may impact them, infect their health short term and long term, but it also impacts the hospital's ability to care for other emergencies, you know, whether it's, you know, heart attacks or cancer or pneumonia, I mean, you know, accidents, the list goes on. This is oftentimes a busy time for hospitals anyways. So it impacts the health of everybody in this community. Going back to the businesses, you know, the City of Napa, we put out grants. From my understanding, very few cities, I don't know really of any, have put out grants to their local business community. So, you know, we not only did we do a tenant protection program and support the Board of Supervisors and what they were doing, but we also put money out through the Napa Valley Community Foundation, a lot of money. In terms of businesses, we also did business grants. I think it's $250,000 that we started with. Right now, the City of Napa still has micro business grants available. And I want to encourage people to reach out to the Community Building Economic Development Department and to see if they might apply for those grants. Those are really small businesses. I like to offer some grants for larger businesses, but these are businesses that have five employees or smaller. The state of California has a grant right now. It's a COVID relief grant. They extended the deadline to January 13th. As you know, I wear another hat where I'm the director for the Napa County Historic Society. Nonprofits have been hurt also. It's been a really tough time. And so, you know, that's a cultural institution. So I went through the process and I just completed that grant for the Historic Society. So it's not too difficult. It's a two-step where you, the first step is really kind of a questionnaire and basic information. You're then given, followed up with an email a day or two later with request to upload, you know, basic documents. So it takes a little time, but if I can do it, I think anybody can do it. So there's the PPE forgiveness through the federal SBA. We should know, if you haven't heard from your bank, you will hear from your bank. They're waiting for the exact rules and all the parameters come out so they could send that out to businesses for the PPE forgiveness if they receive PPE, since this started. So I think also just encouraging people, if you can spend money, if you can afford it, you know, shop local, order to go as much as you can. Order gift cards if you can. Many of my Christmas gifts this year were gift cards from restaurants, or buy a gift card now and use it later if you can afford to do that. So that's kind of what we can do. I mean, you know, this is all falls. It's not within the city of Napa's. It's not our decision. This decision is made by the state. As you talk with Dr. Relluccio every week, this is based on the state parameters of capacity of 50% or more capacity for local, our Bay Area ICU. But locally and individually, you know, what we do, our choices, they do matter. If we follow the three W's and we take those seriously, they're simple, but they really do make a big difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, science proves it. So if we can all just make the decision to, you know, follow those three W's and at the same time, take care of our health. You know, I worry about people like, you know, the mental health, financial health, mental health, it's all connected. And, you know, if somebody's feeling extremely stressed, depressed, I really want them to reach out, talk to somebody. Reach out to County Mental Health, to Mentis, which is a local nonprofit. You're not alone. Yeah. Do your best to get sleep, to get some fresh air, to get some exercise. I'm going on a kind of a rant right now. I don't mean to keep talking about all this.
No, it's good information.
I did want to jump in. You said PPE when I think you meant PPP, just to clarify. You're right.
PPP.
Right?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Barry.
PPP. I make that
mistake. PPP, PPE, yeah.
Right.
PPP.
It's so easy to confuse.
Paycheck Protection Program.
Right.
Yes,
and
the three P's.
Referencing that today is the first day of the new round of PPP. And as you said, lenders are connecting with their big, most likely clients, I think, is the way it's going. So it's a sort of a soft rollout, then more broadly available in a couple of days, probably. But that's
correct.
A whole new chunk of money because of the new omnibus bill. You mentioned the grants that the city did. As I recall, that money came from the CARES Act, that initial federal funding. Is there any more funding for state and local government in the omnibus bill, the new COVID relief?
Unfortunately, no. Hmm. I mean, Congress fought to get some funding for local jurisdictions, and the CARES money that we received, most jurisdictions, most cities, towns, they use that to supplement the loss of their own funding. As you know, we were 20%. We fell off 20% of our budget, which is huge, especially when you talk about 75% is for staffing. So, you know, to mitigate that, we're still short 70 to 75 positions that we've had to freeze. And, you know, that's like 15% of our staff, which means that, you know, our city employees are carrying the extra load and our city residents aren't getting services potentially as quickly and as efficiently as they would if we were fully staffed. So that said, we took CARES money and we wanted to, we knew that, you know, housing is key. So we invested in the rental assistance and also put money aside for small businesses. I mean, we, unfortunately we can't, wish we had more money, you know?
Right.
And I wish that we could get back to normal. Because this is
don't
not
we
normal.
All?
Yeah, this is not normal. This is not a new normal. This just isn't normal. This is not how I think that, you know, we're a very close community. I mean, we're used to having just getting together all the time. We're just a very social community. I think most communities are, but I just feel like Napa's just a very social, very connected community. And this has been really, really tough.
As time passes, I think yesterday I was thinking this, you know, we keep saying, I want to go back to normal. But is this our new normal? And are we going to forget what it felt like to be, you know, the more time passes, it mm-hmm. just seems like the past is slipping away. Mm-hmm. How are we ever going to get back there?
You know, imagine being in a crowded room. Where, you know, that kind
I
of,
can't.
Like, I can't get to the bar. There's so many people in this room at this part, you know, like that feeling, like that's so foreign now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you're right. There's sometimes where I'm even like watching something like an old event in Napa, you know, something comes up on one of the local channels and or I see something on the, you know, on TV and I'm like, wow, we can't do that. That is so weird.
Yeah.
And you get, and I get this like, this kind of visceral, kind of like uncomfortable feeling because it's like, you know, they're not wearing face covers, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think there's, you know, it's going to be, you know, a transition. It's going to take time when we can. I think it's going to take some time for some people, not everybody, but for some people to feel comfortable again. And, you know, that's that post-traumatic stress, right, from this event. And this is a very traumatic event for people personally and, you know, as a community and certainly for, you know, business owners. So
another topic that has been in the news of late, changes at the top for Napa's police department. What do you anticipate there? We talked with Mayor Sedgley last week about this a little bit. What are your thoughts on the subject?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm just really grateful that Chief Plummer came to Napa. I really like Chief Plummer, really liked his wife. I consider them friends and respect them. I understand as a grandma, you can never get enough time with your grandchildren. And, you know, their home really is Las Vegas. And I think that just being away from family and their grandchildren, I think it was just hard. But while he was here, he did a lot of great things for Napa. And so I appreciate everything that he did. Next steps, you know, Brian Campagna is the acting police chief right now. There's going to be a background check being done currently on an interim chief. So Brian Campagna is the acting chief, police chief. There's an interim chief that's going through a background check. And I think this.
And I believe he would be acting as a consultant, right?
There is. Well, there's a retired chief. Yes, I think so. The retired chief. There's a retired chief that is there to support Brian Campagna mm-hmm. until we have an interim chief. Mm-hmm. Whether the interim chief is acting as a consultant, I'm mixed on that. I thought the interim chief was going to be an interim chief going through the full background check until we can get to the next step, which is looking at a full-time chief. Mm-hmm. I do know that it's important. City manager Steve Putter and I were talking and he said, you know, we really want to mm-hmm. ask for public, you know, comment, public input, stakeholders. We want the community to be involved in terms of what they want, what's important to them. So that's going to be part of the process as we look for a permanent chief. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have a potential for an internal hire for the chief's job?
I do. You know, and I think that we've got some really good people internally. Hopefully they'll apply, and we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Any other topics on your mind right now?
Oh, gosh. Let me.
I mean, there's so little going on in the world.
Yeah, right?
I know it's hard. I know. But... Well, let me just say that, you know, as we were talking about in terms of city budget, Dr. Eiler has been coming to once a month. He's an economist, brilliant, and he's been coming to our meetings, and he's talking about our budget. He talks about grants, and he looks at trends and what we can project. And I think his you know, his presentations are really, really valuable, not just for those in city work and city council, but I would say business community. So I believe he'll be on our next meeting. He's really been very helpful. Our budget, we're going to get a budget update in the near future. And I think that's going to follow Dr. Eiler's next presentation. As we all know, the stay-at-home order has been extended, and it's, you know, it's really, really challenging for people personally, the business community, of course, the city of Napa. It impacts our budget. We're going to have to look at long-term implications from this, just as everybody, and how we can kind of stabilize our own workforce. And, you know, we're probably going to have to go back into our reserves and pull some more money out to, you know, to continue city services is probably what we're looking at. You know, strategy that actually Chief Plummer brought in, City Manager Steve Potter has brought, is really looking at advancing our technology as long-term solutions just to create greater efficiencies in the workplace. And I think that's a win-win all the way around. So, you know, budget, you know, it's a tough discussion, but it's one that we have to have.
You know, the city went through a cash crunch in the previous recession starting in 08 or so, and
yeah.
Reserves got depleted. And then over a period of years when the economy improved, those reserves were rebuilt. Are you comfortable at the level of reserves that the city has currently?
Yeah, I think that I'm comfortable with it. I know that, you know, it's a last resort. To pull reserves is a last resort. We're not out of this. We're still in it. You know, we have, you know, vaccines are here, but, you know, as we know, we're enduring a surge on top of a surge, and mainly because of the holiday season and people got together. And I understand that it was hard. I mean, I didn't see any of my kids. They're all at distance, and, you know, I talked to them, but we couldn't get together in person. And so, you know, I know how hard that is. But you know, we're seeing the impacts of that. And so until the vaccines are out in the numbers that we need, as, you know, Dr. Fauci talks about, 75-80%,
mm-hmm.
And you have some people who are hesitant to take the vaccine, until we can really get a grip on COVID-19, we don't know how long this is going to take. So it's a partnership. You know, it's one of those we can do this, but we need to do this together. So I don't know if that's that answers your question.
Well, you know, as well as
in terms of the reserves, we need to be careful.
Yeah, it answers it as well as it can be answered, I think. You know, here's the last question, I guess. Vice Mayor Liz Alessio with us. You know, you have to get, I'm sure people ask you this question all the time. We ask each other this question. We ask ourselves this question. When do you think things will be normal again? When somebody asks you that, what do you say?
Well, I think I asked them how do they define normal at this point? Mm-hmm. What are their expectations? I think that if their normal is going back to pre-COVID, I think that's going to be probably in 2022, 2023, especially financially, because there's a financial aspect to that.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
About behaviorally, how about that party we were talking about and being with your family and holidays?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping, you know, if everybody jumps in and we can get this vaccine out into arms, right, and people are willing to do it, at least 75 to 80%, I really hope to spend next Christmas with my family. You know, maybe even the fall, maybe we can even have Thanksgiving together. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be a realist. I don't foresee it's going to be this summer. I think it's going to take longer. So hang in there, everybody.
Right.
You know, I just, you know, just, be grateful for each day. Take care of yourself. I can tell you that, pre-COVID, I was running around all over town to different meetings. I was going jumping from event to event. It was a lot of fun, but it felt like I was on a wheel in a hamster cage. I was just like running. This has forced me to slow down and to learn things like Zoom and some other things. It's not a supplement, but there are some silver linings in this. Gratitude is one of them. And so I just ask, you know, folks to keep that in mind and just really take care of yourselves. And again, I know mental health this is a strain. This is exhausting beyond what we could ever imagine. You know, so take care of your mental health, reach out. You know, there's Napa County has a suicide hotline. I'll just share that number. It's 707-253-4711. Suicide, you know, I was looking at this in the fall. I reached out to see where we were in the county, and our numbers have been increasing over the last couple of years. And I believe our numbers have really increased in, you know, 2022.
Well, there were two that were publicized in the news, mm-hmm. from last week, which is kind of unusual. And I heard rumors of maybe one or two others that weren't publicized just here.
Yeah, I heard that too, and I'm going to reach out to some folks today to confirm that. I saw that on social media that somebody said 3 to 4 on this last week. You know, we're not given that information. I have to seek it out.
Right.
But I'm going to seek it out. I'm going to get verification on that. And, you know, I really hope that's not the case. I can tell you that it's not. This time of year is just hard in general, even during the best of times. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen an increase of mental health, illness and, addiction, increase over the years. It's in part while I ran for city council. I was working for Queen of the Valley in their community outreach, public health, population health department, community benefit. And, you know, we went from where cancer and heart disease was number one to where it then turned into obesity, addiction, mental health, and of course, housing. And they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just been, and this has just made it even that much harder. So I just really want people to know you're not alone. Please reach out. Don't isolate. We're here for you.
Councilmember and Vice Mayor Liz Alessio, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate
you. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Taylor. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.